Osbald dropped back to walk alongside Maudy.
Well, miss, are you enjoying yourself?
Maudy treated the young shrew to an icy glance.
Are you blinking well joking? Enjoying myself with this bloomin' miniature cad torturing me? Who does he belong to? Where's his ma and pa?
Osbald took a closer glance at the shrew babe.
Darren's little yick. He don't belong to any beast in particular, miss. He just turned up one day. Didn't you, mate?
Yick bounced up and down on Maudie's shoulders, gripping her ears for balance as he squeaked aloud.
Blinkin' flippin' jolly well bloomin'.
Osbald tried to hide a smile.
That's very nice language to be teaching a babe.
This seemed to encourage Yick, who redoubled his efforts.
Blink, blink, flip, flip, jolly, jolly, bloomers.
A low cautionary whistle came from the flank Barbola was patrolling. Every beast halted. Maudy reached up and clamped a paw across Yick's mouth. The travellers stood stock still, not daring to move. The big otter signalled twice with both paws, pointing off to the left. Barbola balanced a short otter javelin, watching the four brown rats, who were barely visible twixt the shafts of light and shade cast by the trees. The vermin moved slowly away, stooping with the mud and marsh ooze plastered thickly on their bodies. Luglug came from the other side of the marches, both he and Barbola with weapons at the ready, stole noiselessly through the tree cover toward the brown rats. They were gone a short time, whilst every beast kept total silence, not moving a single muscle. After a while, the otter and the shrew chieftain returned. Luglug kept his voice low.
Relax, mates. They've gone the opposite way to where we're going, thank the seasons. Are you all right, miss?
As soon as Maudie had clamped her paw over Yick's mouth, the indignant babe had bitten into it. She could not shout out or wriggle to free herself, but was forced to stand there, transfixed by the tiny sharp teeth. Luglug assessed the situation at a glance.
Pass the little scamp down here to me, Miss Maudie.
Still attached to the shrew babe, the hair maid allowed Luglug to hold Yick. Pinching the babe's nostrils firmly, Luglug cut off his air supply, forcing him to open his mouth to breathe. Maudie withdrew a paw smartly. Kachuch gathered a few dock leaves.
Put these on a mess, 'twill stop the bleeding. I'll fix you up with a proper dress, and when we stops for a rest.
Barbola interrupted.
I say we stops now. 'Tis not far off from noon. Once we've rested, we'll carry straight on through the abbey without any more halts.
They sat to rest in the covering shade of an ash grove. Kachuch put some salve on Maudie's paw, whilst Yick looked on with great interest.
I bited you, 'cause you nearly choked me. I couldn't breathe.
Luglug flicked the used dock leaves at him.
Be off, you naughty little savage. Shame on you.
The shrew babe went off pouting.
I'm not a naughty sandwich. I'm a yick, and I not like yous any more.
Maudie could not help smiling at the aggrieved shrew babe.
Ain't exactly the type to mince his words, what?